Good morning. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Mike Levins here. Call in at 610-539-TALK. You can call in at 610-539-TALK or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Good morning. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. We've got some bad news. When do we not have bad news, it seems? A terrible, terrible shooting that has occurred in South Carolina is resulted in a South Carolina officer being charged with murder for shooting a black man. And that's exactly what we need after all of the division, all of the strife in Ferguson. And I hope, because if you watch the video of this, it truly is tragic. Now, the officer claims that the black man in question, well, let's back up a little further. What happens is a routine traffic stop, and the officer then claims after this traffic stop that this black man actually takes the officer's stun gun. Now, it's unclear, according to the video, there's actually some distance between this man and the police officer, about 2 to 3 feet. So it's unclear whether or not he even had a stun gun or how that would have happened. I would think that if he did have the officer's stun gun, that that there would be a little bit more of a tussle. Usually when a suspect tries to take something off of an officer's utility belt, pretty soon after that, it's the cuffs are out and it's no holds barred anymore, because you don't know if they're going for your gun, you don't know if they're going for a baton or something else that's going to disable you and put you in a life-threatening situation. And if you look at this, there's distance between them. There's really no, at least from the video, there's no way to determine that this man was holding the officer's stun gun. But you could see they have a few feet before them. And then the black man, for one reason or another, starts to take off running. The officer already has his gun drawn. Perhaps this gentleman had the stun gun, and that's why his pistol was drawn, because the officer felt threatened. But then the man runs away, and that's where the part of the video gets graphic. And there are, It sounded like 8 shots. Now, I don't quote me on that, but in fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and go to the clip so you could hear it yourself.
I have 2 stepchildren and 1 on the way.
Now, that was the wrong clip. Let's go ahead and here's the clip. That's the actual shooting. There are multiple shots fired, and the gentleman is seen running away. And he just collapses to the ground. It's a tragic, and this is not what we need, especially with so much tension between police officers, because there was a comment made regarding all of this that, you know, there are a lot of good cops out there, but there are also bad cops out there. And this has resulted with this South Carolina police officer being charged with murder. And it's pretty graphic if you see the video. It was shot by a bystander, and nothing that we do today goes unrecorded, uncatalogued, undocumented. And it was shot on a phone, and the bystander captured the event fairly clearly. And that audio, in fact, is taken from the bystander's camera phone, that is. And 8 shots or so are fired, and the black man just crumples to the ground. This is not what we need in the wake of so much division in this nation. Our hearts and prayers go out to the family of the gentleman who was killed, and that hopefully there will be justice served. Just because Ferguson may have been mishandled, and just because the officer there may not have been indicted in that he did not do anything wrong, and the evidence shows strongly to that fact that he was not in any fault, and also different accounts, this is pretty clear, and it's resulted in the charge being pretty swift. And again, this is my fear, and I hope not, and I'm sure this is the fear of everyone listening, that people will take this a little far, and that they're going to, hopefully there will not be a backlash against our men and women in law enforcement. Not every single police officer, and many people who are listening right now would agree, necessarily does things like that, but this does not look good, according to the video. And again, the South Carolina police officer charged with murder. And if you watch the video is posted on mainstream news sites. It is graphic in the sense that there is not blood and gore seen, but you are witnessing a man being shot. So please view with caution and judge for yourself if you feel the need to. What do you think about this situation, and what is this going to do about the public discourse regarding police officers and their relations to specifically African-American communities? Because that's been the subject of debate, and that has been the subject of so much scrutiny. And there are clearly things that have gone wrong, and they continue to go wrong, and people are not perfect, and this is most certainly one of those instances. What do you think? Call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. It's terrible. I this was the first news story I really saw when I was walking. It's like, oh my goodness. When it seems like when things get bad, they just get a little more bad, a little more worse. But there's always an answer. There's always an answer for everything. There's always some kind of solution. I believe in a God that has made this world that we all live in. I believe in a God that has purpose in every event, even something tragic like this. And even something that, quite frankly, is part of the sin in our world. Things like this happen because people do bad things. They just do. And that's not on any one person. That's every person. We've all done something bad. And the only answer that there is out there for everyone is something that's going to change the hearts and minds of men. And if we don't change the hearts and minds of men, we will continue to see more incidents like this. Now, we do live in an age, though, where everything is reported and nothing really goes unscrutinized because of the proliferation of technology and the ability for everything to be so easily documented, to where things like this are brought up in the public sphere much more often, and may even seem that they have increased in comparison to prior times when that may not really be the case. So we have to consider that fact too, that because of where our society is in technology being so abundant, that things like this are going to come to the surface more and more. And I will say this as well, that media agencies reporting on this bring it to our attention. They just do. Especially major news agencies, because things not necessarily exactly like this, because this is very blatant. It is very blatant, and I'm not necessarily making any excuses for the officer. It's hard. You don't want to say anything because there's going to be a trial. There's going to be evidence, and there may be parts of the story that we do not know yet, but from the video, and again, the video is pretty well shot. It's hard to really make any kind of determination that says, well, maybe it was because of this, maybe it was because of that. And every police officer who's in the line of duty, their last resort is to use their firearm. I mean, think about it. If you had basically someone's life in your belt, that firearm could determine whether someone lives or dies, and you have regular control over that, and you're put in situations day in and day out where you have to make a split-second decision as to whether to use that, and a split-second decision that, if you think about it, will have repercussions for the rest of your life. That's a tough job, and we really do salute our men and women in law enforcement, but not every one of them is necessarily good. And this is probably one of those instances. Our hearts and prayers go out to the gentleman who was shot and killed. And we will continue to bring updates on this murder trial as it develops and as the charges grow. I'm sure that the public discourse on this topic will grow. What do you think? What do you think about this event? Call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Or you could call abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We have more in the news, as always, here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. It's a new day. Mike Levins here. We'll go ahead and take some of your calls, and we'll get more into the topics of the day. Again, thanks for listening. Hope you're having a safe drive out there. There's more to come. The front page article on CNN.com, Obama advisors link climate change to public health. We're going to get into that as well and see what CNN has to say, or rather President Obama. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the program. It's a new day, 1180 WFYL with Mike Levins. You can call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Or you could call abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We have plenty going on in the news. We're just talking about the shooting that occurred at the hand of a South Carolina police officer. And again, our hearts and prayers go out to the man who was killed from those shots. And the city patrolman, and his name I'm sure will be more and more in the news, was Michael Thomas Slager. He's a white officer, was taken into custody after law enforcement officials saw a video of him shooting 50-year-old Walter Scott, who is black, in the back as he ran away. And that is, again, the name of the victim, Walter Scott. Our hearts and prayers go out to him and his family. That kind of force should be used with the utmost restraint. And in the video, it looks like it was used very loosely. That's how it appears. So we're going to be following this story and how it develops, and I'm sure it will develop because of what happened in Ferguson. The allegations that Michael Brown was shot while he was running away in the back. This is exactly what happened in this situation. He was shot in the back as he was running away. And the video is very clear on that. There's no getting around it. Slager, however you say it, he's 33, he's a 5-year veteran of the North Charleston Force. He was denied bond at a brief first appearance hearing Tuesday. If convicted, he faces 30 years to life in prison. And just to kind of give you more of an idea, this is from FoxNews.com, by the way, while I'm reading this. North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey announced the charges at a hastily called news conference in which he said City Patrolman Michael Thomas Slager made, quote, a bad decision, unquote. And yeah, from the video, it would most certainly seem that way. Quote, when you're wrong, unquote. That was Summey, the mayor, Keith Summey of North Charleston. When you make a bad decision, don't care if you're behind the shield or a citizen on the street, you have to live with that decision. And it looks like not only is Michael Thomas Slager, the officer in question, is going to live with that decision the rest of his life, but now the country is going to live with the decision and the repercussions of that. And we'll be following all those developments here on It's a New Day. But President Obama and others linking climate change to public health. What does that say about you and what you're doing in your sphere of influence, and how are we all contributing to this? Now, I will let the article speak for itself. Let's go ahead and read right at a quote from President Obama. I remember when I first went to college in Los Angeles. This is, again, President Obama in 1979. The air was so bad that you couldn't go running outside. You'd have air quality alerts, and people who had respiratory problems or were vulnerable had to stay inside. We took action, and the air's a lot better. There are a whole host of public health impacts that are going to hit home. So we've got to do better in protecting vulnerable Americans. Ultimately, though, all of our families are going to be vulnerable. You can't cordon yourself off from air or climate. Murthy revealed to the group, and Murthy is the U.S. Surgeon General. This was actually a discussion roundtable at Howard University's College of Medicine. President Barack Obama joined U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy and EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy for a roundtable discussion on the topic. That was part of National Public Health Week. Murthy revealed to the group that asthma is a personal issue for him, as a favorite uncle died from a severe attack when he was younger. Quote, "It's also personal to me because I've cared for many patients over the years who have suffered from asthma and have seen firsthand how frightening it can be to suddenly be wheezing and fighting for every breath. Asthma can be very difficult for patients, but also for their families. The impacts of climate change could make the situation worse." So as you're hearing this, I'm sure the question is coming to you, well, what exactly does climate change have to do with asthma? I thought that climate change, at least what it's purported to be, whether you believe it or not, I'm not necessarily a believer in climate change. I believe the Earth goes through cycles where it changes. It goes through cycles where it gets warmer and it gets hotter. I don't know that our carbon emissions are the direct factor in that cycle. I think it's more of a natural thing than anything, and we just happen to overreact every time it happens. I mean, my father, remember him telling me in the 70s that the big story of the day there was that we were going to be facing a new ice age. I mean, because of how cold it was getting. I mean, when people who have been around a little longer than I, because I'm only in my 20s, when they kind of have that perspective, it's hard to, when they present something like that to you, you sit there and go, well, you know, maybe this is just something that everyone happens to get caught up in a few years. I don't know. People just, it gets a little hot and they go, global warming. See, it's happening. My daffodils aren't doing so well this year because spring's a little hot. To one aspect, that kind of reasoning is very short-sighted, because you can't make a judgment off of current conditions without looking at the past. And that's exactly what's happening here. We could get into all the facts and figures, but there is clear evidence of a cycle. Well, let's keep reading the article. The next segment of the article, what's on the agenda? Quote, "The good news is that, in addition to having doctors and nurses, public health officials, schools of medicine joining together to raise awareness and to, in some cases, impact their practice, they anticipate, for example, increased asthma instances and plan ahead of time to deal with those." That was Obama. And he continues, "What we have is companies like Google and Microsoft that are going to take data we're releasing and start developing apps so that, potentially, individual families are going to be able to monitor the air quality in their communities in a real-time basis." Now, I do think that that's cool. I do, because I think that's just ever-expanding what our devices are capable of, that we'll be able to monitor the air quality. And they do have a point in that air quality has a link to asthma. It's inherent. You can't ignore that. Why do they wear masks in China all the time? Because their industrial revolution has so polluted the air that it is poisonous to a degree where they cannot breathe without some kind of protection. And there's going to be effects of that here. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180 abroad. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. Quote, "Communities can start planning for prevention and mitigation efforts more effectively, and hopefully the other thing that happens is that families and parents join with these doctors and nurses to start putting some pressure on elected officials to try to make something happen to reduce the impacts of climate change. Ah, there's the rub. Now we get politics involved, as always. Well, what's the point of the article then? Well, we'll get into that when we get back. On 1180 WFYL, it's a new day. Working for your liberty. Again, call in 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK. Let your voice be heard. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Working for your liberty. Call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Or 1-877-667-1180. 1-877-667-1180. Abroad. Mike Levins here. So, are we trying to put lipstick on a pig with climate change? Now it has little to do, well, no, it does have everything to do with environmental change. You can't get away from it. If you're going to call it climate change, well, then it's got to be changing the climate of something. But it seems that now we're going to be focusing on the health concerns brought on by climate change. Is it really climate change to blame? Well, according to this CNN article, 55% of Americans do not believe, or no more likely to believe, let me say that, because that's from a Gallup poll that is being referenced, that was taken in March by this CNN article. They're no more likely today than in the past 2 years to believe the effects of global warming are occurring. Now, Earth's average temperature has risen by 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit over the past century and is projected to rise an additional 2 degrees over the next 100 years, according to the EPA. Now, then why? Now, and again, we have to look at the Earth's history in a broader sense. Even the last 100 years can't even begin to look at really the larger climate cycle, I think, that's happening in our world. Consider the Little Ice Age, for instance. A couple hundred years before that. Well, maybe even longer, actually. That's something that needs to be checked on my part. But the Little Ice Age. These are not necessarily incidents, because go ahead and go back in history and tell me what caused the Little Ice Age then. Because if everything that we do, and I do believe that there's some fallacy in this reasoning, if everything that we do, every little thing that we do here on the Earth, can all of a sudden throw off our whole weather pattern, our whole cycle of how things are done here, then illustrate how that has happened in the past, in history. Because if anything, that's just going to add strength to your argument, because it's a hard pill to swallow anyway. And the article acknowledges this. One section of this article, this is CNN.com, why is this such a hard sell? And that's where it talks about the Earth's average temperature rising 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit over the past century. And there is a point, and this is true. It's really just the cause. But here is what the EPA has said. Quote, small changes in the average temperature of the planet can translate to large and potentially dangerous shifts in climate and weather. That's true. Many places have seen changes in rainfall, resulting in more floods, droughts, or intense rain, as well as more frequent and severe heat waves. That is true as well. And then it says, still, there exists a sizable group of people who doubt climate change is happening. Oh, for the love of Pete, we don't doubt it's happening. We think that your reasons for why it's happening are completely wrong. That's what's really you think America is in denial? The facts are there that there is a change happening in our climate, but is it caused due to greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide? That's where the majority of Americans tune out, because there are pieces of evidence that you just can't ignore. as far as sources of carbon dioxide, and that being the sole factor. I don't think all the variables are accounted for here in this issue. And it always seems, and as far as the American public and their faith in science, I will say this as far as health issues, it seems from one week to the next, there's something healthy for you and something that's terrible for you. In fact, we're in studio, someone who's going to be speaking on one of the programs for the weekend, and I'll go ahead and just make a little plug for one of our programs here on the weekend, Balanced Life, talking about how foods you think are healthy are not healthy anymore. And I never knew this, but one of the things she told me, I was talking with her, we were in studio, and you'll have to listen to the program Balanced Life this weekend. You can find more info of that on our website, on our schedule, but she was saying that 4 grams of sugar, you know, like on a cereal box, you know, a little 4 grams of sugar, is actually a teaspoon. So we think, oh, 4 grams of sugar, that's not a whole lot, but that's a teaspoon of sugar. So when you see, and if that's in a serving, that's 3/4 of a cup. I had a cereal this morning where that was a serving size. It's 5 grams of sugar in it, and it's 3/4 of a cup is a serving size. So in 3/4 of a cup, which is not much, if you think about how much space a teaspoon of sugar takes up, that's actually like a quarter of, like physically, the actual volume of the sugar is a quarter of 3/4 of a cup. If you held them next to each other, maybe not quite a quarter, maybe more like an eighth. But that astounded me, because I thought to myself, I would never put that much sugar in something I was eating. Because you look at like Reese's, Reese's Puffs or something like that, or that's not the only one. There's tons of different cereals out there, okay, but the major market cereals, and they talk about, well, not talk about, if you look at the nutrition facts on the side, and they'll have 12 sugars, 14 sugars, grams that is, 14 grams of sugars in 1 cup or 3/4 of a cup of cereal. And you think about what that is, that's, how many teaspoons would that be? 3 to 4 teaspoons of sugar in just 3/4 of a cup? Are you kidding me? What in the love are we doing to our food? I mean, that's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that we have that much sugar. So, tangent aside, when we get back to the article in question, as far as our health and how climate change can affect our health, well, first, let me say this. What do you think? Maybe you disagree with me. I'd love to hear it. 610-539-TALK. Join the discussion. That's 610-539-TALK or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. 610-539-TALK local. But let's read on what a Time Magazine article said in making the case that medical professionals may be the best messengers for global warming, because the current way they're selling it, they are acknowledging, is not really working very well. Quote, framing global warming as a public health issue rather than as an environmental or national security one produces the most emotionally compelling response among people, since it focuses on the immediate implications a warmer climate would have on people's lives. This strategy also has the benefit of providing a sense of hope that the problems can be addressed and avoided if action is taken early enough. Now, what does Scripture say about what man is supposed to do in taking care of the earth and being responsible? Because I will say this, I do think that their new method of going at climate change as far as it's a health issue, I will say this, I don't agree that the effects of climate change or global warming, whatever you want to call it, whatever they're going to call it next Tuesday, okay, or next year, whenever they decide to change it because it's not being marketed very well right now. But whatever you think as far as the causes, I don't think the causes are purely, and this is the thing that people roll their eyes at, that it's because of carbon dioxide emissions. that's why we're having global warming. We sit there and go, yeah. The evidence is thin at best, and there are so many other variables in there, for instance, like a documentable cycle in Earth, in the Earth's climate, a cycle from going from hot to cold. And again, I mean, we tend to sensationalize everything in the media, but when you have, like, again, my father told me in the 70s that really the big story then was that global cooling was the biggest threat. And now it's global warming. And 30 years from now, it's going to be global cooling. And 30 years from now, we're going to panic because the climate isn't changing at all. And the normal cycles of the Earth are being interrupted. And that's because of something we did. And that's because of another thing that we did. And another thing that we did. And another thing that we did. It's not that that point, it's not that we can't affect the Earth and everything we live on, but is it really, really only due to one factor, carbon dioxide? I mean, I think not. And don't even get into the influence of communism trying to basically, an avowed communist really trying to push this issue for their own gain. Don't even get into that. That's a whole other topic. We got to head to a break, but call in, though, at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. We'll take your calls, and we'll be back in just a moment on It's a New Day. Welcome back. It's a New Day in 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Abroad, Mike Levins here. So, President Obama making more of his opinion known on global warming, making it a public health issue rather than an environmental or national security one, because they're kind of losing interest in the topic as a whole. And this is from the CNN article I am reading. Americans are no more likely today than the past 2 years to believe the effects of global warming are occurring. And it cites that as 55% of Americans. And that's according to a March Gallup poll. According to a March Gallup poll, 55% of Americans are no more likely today than the past 2 years to believe the effects of global warming are occurring. I wonder why. Maybe because the reason you're saying it's happening is close to bogus. Possibly. Maybe you disagree with me. Love to hear it. I'd love to have the discussion. Go ahead, call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Maybe I'm wrong and I don't have all the facts. And believe me, in a world where facts are constantly coming out because of the advent of science and how strong science is in a lot of ways in our society today, that's really a good thing that things are changing in that way. We're constantly discovering, constantly learning. I watched a show the other night on a giant squid. It was 2 hours long. I was sitting watching the show, okay, wanting to see. I'm like, all right, I want to see this thing, because apparently the whole thing with the show was, and I didn't realize this until about halfway through it, the whole thing with the show was that they had finally, for the first time, caught footage in person. A human was there in person, not just some robot, catching footage of a giant squid alive in its natural habitat, you know, kind of in that deep little submersible sub thing that's like a little bubble. It's amazing how they build those things. They showed like a little shot of how deep they were. It was like 865 feet. It astounds me. That stuff kind of fascinates me. It really does. And I love animals. I really do. I don't know why, but marine life really does fascinate me. But I'm watching this whole show, and I'm like, okay, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? What is going on. It's taking forever. You know, well, give me something. Don't tell me that you spent all this time out there and all you got was one shot. Apparently, though, I mean, that is what happened. But 2 hours, I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, I want to see this thing. This is cool. You know, I want to see this. So where is it? And they're talking about the voyage. They're talking about the people. They're talking about, you know, all the time that we spent. They showed a party of the scientists on the boat. And it was actually kind of embarrassing. It wasn't embarrassing in the sense of, yeah, I mean, they're very well-educated people. You know, I'm sure they're great people. But they were like dressing up in all sorts of, like, squid garb. Like, they were dressing themselves up as fish or squid. They were kind of dancing around. And it was kind of like, you realize how silly you look right now on national television? But they're going through this whole thing, you know, how they got the voyage and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's all fine and dandy. Where's the squid? Finally, and that works every way with all these programs, doesn't it? The last 10 minutes, okay, they have the shot. They say, and they're building all the suspense, right? Because there's this Japanese doctor. He's in the little submersible. They see something move in the corner. He's like, oh, turn on the lights, turn on the floodlights, which is like, you know, you don't want to scare the thing away. So like, all right, and they're talking about, and the decision to flip a light switch could have changed scientific history for the century. They're really building it up. And the minute he hits the light switch, they go to a completely different segment. Literally goes, flip. The giant squid has been a large impact of our mythology and understanding monsters of the deep. They completely switched. I was like, are you kidding me? You can't even let it go until the very last second of the show. So that was frustrating. But they did show it, and it was magnificent, actually. This thing has eyes the size of your head. And it sat there for like 20 minutes. Just 20 minutes. They had a bait. It was a squid. It was a squid. It was the giant squid eating another squid. At least I think it was a squid. Maybe it was a fish. But sitting there chowing down, and they were just kind of looking at him. And he was huge. It's amazing, God's creation. Do you know that we are called as Christians to be stewards of this? And where am I going with all this? Well, we're reading this article on climate change and why they're saying it's really a public health issue. And I will say this, that you know what? Air pollution has an effect on your health. It most certainly does. And actually, I think that that's more pertinent of an issue, then the world is going to plunge itself into chaos. We've all seen like the kind of environmental catastrophe movies where the world is falling apart and the scientists are constantly saying, you should have listened to us, we told you this years ago. And it's always either politicians who don't want to listen or big business that doesn't want them to get in the way. Those are always the token enemies in Hollywood. But you should have listened to us, and we told you, and now the world, you know, now New York City is being flooded by 300 feet of water because of global warming. And I have to admit, when you start doing those kinds of things, you begin to lose your audience. You know, there are those who like to go with you into that kind of la-la land. Okay, but then there are those who may like to see a little bit more of the facts and a little bit more substance to it. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. But what does Scripture say about God creating everything we see around us? And that we are to be stewards and to keep it. What does God call man to do in taking care of his creation? Well, there is a scripture for that, and we're going to get to that in just a moment here on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. And the scripture is Genesis 2:15. God took the man. He put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. God has made, and that's our scripture for the day, The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. You know, Christians are charged with being responsible, taking care of the environment. We really are. A lot of people think that Christians don't care 2 cents about the environment. Well, you know, Scripture does say that we were charged to take care with the Garden of Eden. And that's just not the Garden of Eden, that's the world. We were to take care of it. And we are stewards, those who are in charge of this world. As Christians, we should and do care about the environment. We do. And that's a stereotype that's been going on for how long? That conservatives or Christians, well, we don't care anything about the environment. That's not true at all. We do. We do. We just think that the reasons that you're bringing up a lot of the maladies in our environment, that they're not logically coherent in every way. But we'll be back on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, continue the discussion in just a second.